This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This week we look at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25, which says, "Don't trap yourself by making a rash promise to God and only later to consider one's vows." Now, many of us have made promises to people that we later wish we had not. Maybe we've even had to go back on our promises because we simply cannot or refuse to do whatever it is that we promised. However, for every promise or vow that we break, our credibility becomes more damaged. Simply put, what good is our word if we don't follow through with it? Now, I understand there are times when something may prevent us from following through that may be out of our control. But more than likely, the real issue is simply that we did not count the cost prior to making that promise. This passage warns us of doing that in general, but more specifically, when we make promises to God. All too often, people make empty promises to God, such as, "Oh Lord, if you would simply help me with this problem, I promise to do. Lord, I promise to do this if you will do that," etc., etc. I'm sure you've heard people say things like this. Maybe you've said it yourself. But what many fail to realize is that making promises to God has very serious implications. Consider the wisdom and warning found in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4 to 6, which says, "When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Therefore, fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin, and do not protest by saying, 'My vow was a mistake.' Why should God be angry at what you say and destroy the work of your hands?" Wow! As you can see, whether we take it serious or not, the fact remains that God takes it very serious. But note that one thing is also made clear. That is to count the cost before we open our mouth. Don't be quick to make promises on emotions or without thought. As the saying goes, think before you speak. In other words, think about what we're about to promise before we do it, and consider whether or not we can really follow through. If not, then we need to keep our mouths shut so we do not make empty promises and put ourselves into sin. As Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 22 says, "If you refrain from making a vow, you will not be guilty." Look, I know God is merciful and slow to anger and forgiving, but that is no excuse on our end to abuse it and take it for granted. When we make a promise to God, we are expected to follow through. So look, if we can recall doing such a thing, let us ask for forgiveness and be mindful to let our yes be yes and our no be no. Also, if you can think of a promise that you have made and have not followed through, see if you can make it right by doing that which you have vowed to do, whether it be to God or to someone else. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave, signing out.